As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what do you guys want to do here? Do we want to circle back to the Facebook comments that we got a couple of days ago regarding your guys' lack of smiling properly? Or would you rather do something else?
No, I want to do that.
Okay.
That takes care of that.
Even last night, every picture we were taking, there was an open mouth smile, closed mouth smile debate.
This is so funny, you guys, because... And do you have the comments there? Because you can read them.
Yes, I do.
So a few days ago, I brought this to you guys that I got an email from a salesperson here. I wish I could read it because it was so ludicrous and so funny to me that he was really kind of bugged that both Abby and Kristen have this habit of smiling with their mouth open during pictures. And it was an extended email where he took photos from the website and like put red squares around Abby and Kristen's mouth to show over and over and over again how they do this. And he's like, it looks so fake, blah, 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 blah. So when I read the email and I brought it in here, I shared it with you guys just because to me, it just was showing the absurdity and quirks of people.
Ludicrous.
Everybody has them. And this guy, it was just stuck on the open mouth smile. So I thought we'd get a kick out of it. I thought it would be funny. I thought it was ludicrous and absurd, and we would all joke about it. But what I didn't know as a guy is that it touched a nerve with women that I couldn't, and Mo couldn't either, possibly understand what the undertone of it was all about.
Yeah, and even if it's tongue-in-cheek and not knowing that until after the fact, when you read it, what it reeks of and what women have been dealing with for centuries is men telling us what to do, telling us what to do with our bodies, telling us what to do with our faces. And it's oftentimes, I mean, we've talked about this on the show, and I've had a man come up to me saying, you need to smile. And now, not only are men telling us to smile, because if we don't smile, we're not being welcoming and kind, but now we're being told how to smile.
I don't know if I mentioned this in the outset here, but this was somebody in the building. This wasn't a listener, which you guys, some of you are very quirky also. but you just don't expect to get that kind of email from a coworker, right?
Correct.
And the thing that gets me too is so like Abby and Kristen are, it looks like they're mid-laugh, which is some of the photos we take. They're not emailing saying, why aren't Mo and Bert laughing?
Why are they just standing there with their mouths closed?
Well, because we smile properly.
Exactly. Our mouths are closed properly.
Well, open it a little bit more. I want to see you catching flies. But that's what I'm saying is like, it's like, oh, the women are the ones who are weird in this, not the men. And that's how it always is.
Look, this thing worked its way up the corporate ladder to the highest chain. I had no idea until the party last night when somebody says to me, look, so I'm on the phone with the programmer, the guy that oversees content for the entire company. And while he's on a phone with him, he says, what is this I hear about an employee hitting up the Burt Show about smiling too big? It went all the way to the top, you guys. I had no idea. Fast.
Wow.
That was fast.
Yeah.
So some of the comments that you guys had on Facebook were eye-opening to me, man. Because like I said, when we started the segment, I had no idea it was going to touch a nerve.
All right. So just in order that they were given to me. Nikki Nicole Johnson. Yeah. If you're going to leave a Facebook comment, I'm going to read your whole dang name. LMAO. He's not lying. Every single picture of Kristen is like that. Nikki, I laugh a lot because I'm around some funny people every single morning.
Stop
thankfully
enjoying life so much.
Right?
It's ridiculous.
I feel like I look more unnatural if I have a closed mouth smile than if I have an open mouth smile, because that is not my default.
For every one of those from Nikki though that said they're not lying, Kristen and Abby, they always smile like that, were 100 saying what the hell.
So Deanna Stanfield Boyder, laugh out loud, this has to be a drunk written email, crying laughing emoji. Mandy Lynn Karras, I don't think this station employee is using these pictures appropriately. His need to fit an ideal, read fantasy, is best kept on the inside. Lottie Simons, who was it that has that much time on his hands to criticize Kristen and Abby?
And then when I was reading through these comments, I almost felt like defending the dude that wrote the email, the employee, only because I don't know him as a D-bag.
I don't,
I mean, I've worked with the guy for 10 years, and I would have never got, I would have never assumed we'd get an email like this from him.
MJ Anderson, I totally know what the dude is talking about, and I'm a photographer. No, I do not ask people to smile this way, LOL. Sarah Heflingfinger Hoskins. His observation isn't wrong, though. I first noticed it years ago. Every issue of the O magazine had Oprah in the same open mouth smile. It was comical. I don't think it's natural to have the same smile or pose or look in every picture, but I'm also not on covers or any media, so I choose to interpret it as an observation that bears curiosity rather than a judgment. Damn. I really can't imagine the scrutiny people go through when they have media photos taken, so smile any way you want.
Man, it is not that serious.
She remembers it from years ago. Wow.
It's funny that she brought up the Oprah thing, because I'm pretty sure I read an article from Oprah like a year or two ago where Oprah says that she smiles specifically with her mouth open. She says the word, yeah. You know how like the Olsen twins do prune? Mm-hmm. She goes, yeah. And that's why she looks like she exudes joy in all of her photos.
Erin Nicole Parker, man, you'd be prettier if you smiled more. Also, man, but not like that. Cool. Heather Strawn, I see a visit with HR in the future. Probably should have sent that email anonymously, dude.
I think she was talking about you and Abby having to go into HR about your smile. She wasn't talking about the dude that wrote the letter.
You know, it's weird. I know he meant it as a joke, but honestly, now all the comments on these photos are just people telling us to smile more with our open mouths. And
silly.
I feel like it's really brought us together.
The whole thing is silliness.
It really is.
Sheer silliness, man.
The Burt Show.